Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Alan Healy in the Irish Examiner reports that the state is to cut its shareholding in AIB even further, announcing plans to dispose of approximately 5% of the group. The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, said the disposal of the shares would be by way of placing with institutional investors. The placing is expected to comprise approximately 131 million of the company's ordinary shares. As a result of the placing, the overall size of the state's shareholding in the bank will be reduced from approximately 45.8% to approximately 40.8%. In June, the state cut its shareholding in AIB below 50% for the first time since effectively nationalising the bank more than a decade ago. The Guardian reports that WeWork filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday night in New Jersey. The beleaguered company, once valued at $47 billion on the private market, endured a 98% decline in its share price this year, leaving it with a market capitalization of less than $50 million. In August, it raised substantial doubt that it could continue to operate as it grappled with $2.9 billion in net long-term debt and more than $13 billion in long-term leases. The company said in a statement that it had entered into a restructuring support agreement and would deal with debt by addressing our legacy leases and dramatically improving our balance sheet. The company leadership asserted that most WeWorks would remain open for the foreseeable future. And we'll have more on this in the markets a bit later. Paul O'Donoghue in the Irish Independent reports that the American Chamber of Commerce has warned new legislation aimed at cutting down on corporation tax avoidance could reduce Ireland's competitiveness for foreign direct investment. A host of accountancy firms, including the likes of Deloitte and EY, have also warned about potential problems caused by the proposed changes to outbound payments. The new rules are aimed at eliminating situations of so-called double non-taxation, where money is moved between two different jurisdictions but taxed in neither. The change is part of a commitment to root out profit shifting that Ireland made 2 years ago in exchange for €1 billion in EU pandemic funding from the Bloc €750 billion Recovery and Resilience Fund. When the legislation is currently being finalised, it is expected to apply a tax to dividends or interest and royalty income that is transferred from a firm in Ireland to companies that are located in one of the countries on the EU's tax haven blacklist, including Belize, Bahamas or Russia.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.